This is History Talks with History Buff 1836, a podcast about history, and I'm your host, History Buff 1836. History Buff 1836 here with History Buff, and welcome to History Talks with History Buff 1836. Got the intro and the outro back. Sorry I was missing any Mafia Conspiracy Theory episode. Today we are talking about Cuban government conspiracy theory of was the Cuban government involved in the assassination of JFK. Sorry for the echo and if the audio quality is bad. Not using an external microphone. The external microphone is dead. But the microphone on my phone is pretty good, so I'm recording with my phone and you don't need expensive equipment to do so. So, let's get into this. Hopefully you recall last episode of that the HSCA have a select committee on assassination have reported the murder of JFK was probably the cause of a conspiracy theory. Even though they did not list possible individuals acting as a conspiracy, but they did hint it toward Mafia member of anti-Castro Cuban members. The HSCA did take some very credible testimonies. The hatred for JFK held by the anti-Castro Cuban exile committee, linking it to the Mafia and CIA. Taking very noteworthy testimony from William Humley, who was involved in the movement to overthrow the president of Cuba in 1959. The president did leave, and Castro took control over Cuba. Humley worked with a group helping that, and that group is Operation 40. Humley saw the Mafia and the anti-Castro groups working together, making plans on the assassination of President Kennedy. Humley did testify the next day after the assassination took place in his defense of not telling anyone that he thought they would have avoided the mission. But that wasn't all who testified. Martina Lornez, pretty sure I'm mispronouncing her name, but whatever, who's the former lover of Fidel Castro. I went before the community, being the witness of Operation 40, saying members assassinated Kennedy, claiming CIA's Hunt and Oswald involved in the assassination of JFK. The HSCA dismissed the testimony of it being unreliable. Her testimony did give some vital information and evidence that would kind of support the Cuban conspiracy theory that anti-Castro Cubans have assassinated JFK. One being a motive dating back to the Bay of Pigs invasion and linking Frank Sturgis, who we're going to talk about in just a minute. And the Bay of Pigs invasion was a complete failure with a high death toll and a whole bunch of Cuban exile community in Florida ticked off at JFK, turning this extreme hatred to extreme bitterness and death threats toward Kennedy. Even pro-Castro communists had motives to assassinate Kennedy, creating Operation Mongoose, which helped people who wanted to assassinate Kennedy, even anti-Castro Cubans, to get training and weapons. Alright, welcome back. We're going to get straight into this. Professor at the University of Georgia Law by the name of Donald E. Wilkes Jr. wrote a publication critiquing an article that the popular magazine Inquiry wrote about the death of Fidel Castro and him claiming that he killed JFK. The publication will be linked in the description below to give credit to first, because I'm all about giving credit where credit is due. Before we dive into this article, we need some context. Fidel Castro was the communist dictator ruling over Cuba for 55 years. His death released a renewing of the debate of was Cuba involved in the assassination of JFK in 1863. 1 month after the death, Castro, the National Enquirer published an article titled Dying Castro Admitted Killing JFK, with a subtitle called Chilling New Evidence Blows Assassination Wide Open After 53 Years. In that article, the writer of the article claimed that A. Castro had finally admitted to honoring JFK's assassination. B. Castro made the confession before he died into a trusted official's ear since he could barely talk. C. He gave the order to assassinate JFK because he wanted to get even at JFK for the pigs invasion, which I still need to make a video about. Keep an eye on YouTube for that, which sometime I'll do. Anyway, continue on, we are skipping some claims. D. Castro immediately dispatched teams of assassins to the United States for the sole purpose of assassinating JFK, which includes Diaz, side note, who is highly talked about in this article. E. Diaz escaped with the help of pro-Castro's in America, and Diaz had safely made it back to Cuba on a boat. F. Diaz had also since died bragging about his role in the assassination of JFK. So Dr. Wilkes critiqued the science, seeing if these claims were true, and assessed these claims. So we're going to look at his assessment of these broad and bold claims. First off, the article labels Oswald was taken advantage of, that he wasn't the guy who killed Kennedy. But that piece contradicts an other article published months earlier, appearing on April 20th, 2016, describing as Oswald as a guy who blew Kennedy's brains out. So one article you have saying Oswald did it, a couple months later you have Oswald not doing it. And in that article there are FBI reports that do not corroborate the Castro confession claims, because those FBI reports are useless, and the article quote snippets from the FBI report didn't happen. So long story short, the article says Castro made the assassination of JFK happen, but there is no actual proof of Castro admitting to the assassination of JFK. The conspiracy theories of Castro / Cuban, what it's called, like, a lot of people say Cuban government conspiracy theory, but it can also be called Castro conspiracy theory, so whatever you want to call it. This is not a new theory. The theories of a Cuban government conspiracy theory started popping up when an anti-Castro student exile group was here in the United States, and was supposedly funded by the CIA, published an article in newspapers suggesting that Lee Harvey Oswald had killed President JFK on behalf of Fidel Castro. The articles did feature a side-by-side of Castro and Oswald with the caption, "The Presumed Assassins." And that article is not fake, fact-based, so false news, fake news, not true. And the Cuban government conspiracy theory has two sides to it. One, that Castro did the assassination by ordering assassins to Dallas, Texas, to execute the plot to kill United States President John Fitzgerald Kennedy as he rode in an open-top car through the motorcade as he toured Dallas before he went to a luncheon that he was supposed to speak at. Or two, Castro knew about it. That Castro didn't order the assassination to happen, but he knew there was plans of people plotting the assassination of Kennedy, and failed to warn Kennedy and the Secret Service ahead of time. A lot of conspiracyologists, people who study conspiracy theories on debunking them, have backed away from the Castro did it part, have moved, started leaning towards advising people that Castro knew about the assassination. But it is basically up to you to believe that is the Cuban government conspiracy theory true or is it false? Was Castro a part of it or was Castro not about it? Did Castro order it or did Castro knew about it? It's up to you. But hopefully this episode will kind of guide you towards it. There's a lot of stuff out there. Make sure you're getting a good lens. And if you do make your decision, let me know on the post on the official podcast Instagram at historytalks.historybuff1836. That is going to be it, guys. Peace out. I'll see you next time.